This ROFM podcast was brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Hello. Why can't I hear myself? Hold up. How are we today? My name is Tan. Welcome to When the Room Goes Quiet. Sorry for the delay. I was trying to organise my phone to link. There we go. It's done. Well, we had a person who was going to come in and talk about nutrition, and she is not well, so you're stuck with me. And how are you? I was not prepared for today, but I was walking up. Walking up the stairs, and you know, just to be grateful. That's what I wanted to talk about. Gratitude. And today I was baking. Yesterday I was baking with my daughter, and we made cupcakes and chocolate biscuits. Now, that's not my normal day. I'd finished work, so I wanted to, you know, do something, and baking wasn't on my list of to-do things, but it was on my daughter's, and had I not, you know, stopped and thought, like, took some time out of my own calendar, I probably wouldn't have baked. That was not my first option. So sitting there and talking about baking, I thought, okay, let's do this. And the time I spent with my daughter was something that now I'm starting to value. And you know, I won't get these moments again where she wants to bake with me or talk with me, or 'cause you know, I'm leaving. And because my time is short here in New Zealand, I kind of want to fill it with quality time. So just, I'm grateful that, I suppose if it wasn't raining, I'd probably be out doing some stuff with, you know, friends or just enjoying the sun. But because it's raining, I'm at home, and you know, just spending time with my daughter and my grandkids. So I just, for me, I want to be grateful for the time I do have with her. I want to be grateful for not moaning about that it's raining. You know, we moan because, like, I moan because it's hot. I moan because it's raining. I moan because it's windy. And it doesn't change the outcome when we speak like that over the things in our world or the people in our world. So be slow to speak. When you're going through some stuff, outcomes, it's real quick. Boom, boom, boom. This is what's happening. This is what I like. This is what I don't 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 like. And we forget the things that we do have, we are blessed with. I was, you know, hanging out with my husband, and I thought, I was just picking at certain things that he was doing, and now that he's away, I miss him. And to keep thinking like that, you know, to value him while he's here, not wait till he's gone and then value what he brings to our relationship, to our marriage. So I text him and I says, "Hey, husband, I miss you." And, you know, he says this, he returns with, "I love you too." I want to be able to be present like that through a message when he's here, not just for a message. So just realizing that these things that are happening to me right now, just to be grateful for the people that are in my life. I've heard not that I knew them, but that have passed, or friends that are going to visit people, a person that has passed, and I look around at those that are close to me, and instead of pointing out what they could do, should do, to highlight who they are, you know, why they mean so much to you, and tell them, you know, just tell them. My daughter has the same sort of way of dealing with things as I do. You know, I shut down just so I can process it myself, and then look around as if they should know, you know, the other person should know what's going on with me. And my daughter does the same thing. So we're both processing things, and then we look at each other and she goes, "Are you in a mood?" And I says, "No, I'm not." But in that moment, do I value her enough to tell her what's happening, or should I just shut it down and just go back into my little space of where I'm at? So I told her what was happening, and it cleared the air straight away. You know, we hold on to stuff where people think or should know what's happening to us. And, you know, I'm not a mind reader. My daughter definitely isn't a mind reader. So when we're going through stuff, why do you think other people should know what we're going through? They don't. There is no book about it. There's no, you know, crystal ball to for people to know what I'm thinking or what you're thinking. So just to be open about that. And when I've been open, whether it be with my family or my friends, or especially with my daughter, it's paved a way to some beautiful moments in my life. I'm coming to terms with me leaving. She'll will be taking over my spot here on Tuesdays, and she will be bringing her beautiful view of the world. You know, I'm very encouraged by having Cheryl in my life, and how she, her visions that are just beyond what I can even comprehend. And we went for a faith run. I don't know if you've seen her on Facebook, the outcomes of the faith run, but it really showed me that what I ran for, which was health, well-being, my family's salvation, and what I felt, what happened to me when I was running around, that I was restricted in my breathing, and I could have stopped, but my legs kept moving, and the restriction got even tighter and tighter. And I said to myself, "Hey, this is what I'm running for, Lord. It's for my health and well-being." And just as I said that, it broke. It legit broke. My restriction left, and I could breathe properly. And it was, my body wasn't sore, because you know when you exercise, not like I walk, but I don't walk fast or anything. But when you train for something, your body gets used to it. I didn't feel I did enough training to walk 3.7 k's at a very fast pace, but I did, and nothing hurt. And that's you know, anyone that trains knows that when you're going past your normal. So I was doing 30 minutes of just walking, not it wasn't fast, but it's still 30 minutes of walking. But what I did on when we did the faith run, that was pretty fast paced, and it was consistent. So I feel like something broke. I feel like I'd achieved what I set out to achieve with the faith run. And I was so pleased, you know, that it broke. And I felt like I could do something even more extravagant, yes. So if there's another faith run, and I'm pretty sure there's going to be another faith run, to step it up a bit, you know, healing for my eyes, to be able to see without glasses. Now, that's some big faith there. So whether I'm here or in another country, I'd like to participate around about the same time while it's happening here, to do it over there, you know, wherever I am. So I'd like to, you know, just to encourage you, if you've got a run that you feel like God's taking you on, to keep going, you know, because he's put it on your heart for a reason. And I just believe that if you... Whoops. Let's just turn this off. Boom. There you go. Right. Yeah, I believe if you've got something that you're running for, whether it be, you know, mine is for not only health and well-being, but just to stay on the path of good healthy eating, living, and to watch what I put in my mouth, or the food that I put in my mouth, and just to, you know, does, like I've said before, does it love you back? And because I'm on the topic of gratitude, while I look for some notes that I wrote a while back, we are going to listen to... Oh, it's not working. Right. Sorry about this. I thought I had it. Great. There we go. Brandon Lake. Let's...
Oh. Oh. You okay?
Yep. And we're back.
We're trying to figure out why the connection doesn't work. It's been a bit of a day like that. Sorry, you carry on.
Mind you, it might be because I have an APO.
Yeah, it could be. I reckon we go with this because that's going to be better.
There we go. There we go.
Go back to the start of the song. Hey, okay. We don't want to miss it.
Go.
All my words fall short. I got nothing. How could I express all my gratitude? I could sing these songs as I often do, but every song must end, and you never do. So I throw up my hands and praise you again and again, 'cause all that I have is a hallelujah. Nothing else fit for a king, except for a heart singing hallelujah, hallelujah. I've got one response, I've got just one move. With my arms stretched wide, I will worship you. So I throw up my hands and praise you again and again, 'cause all that I have is a hallelujah, hallelujah. And I know it's not much, but I've nothing else fit for a king, except for a heart in your heart. Don't you get shy on me, lift up your song, 'cause you've got a lion inside of those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord. Oh, come on, my soul. Oh, don't you get shy on me, lift up your song, 'cause you've got a lion inside of those lungs. Get up and
Hallelujah, that worked. Right, welcome back. So I was just writing down a couple of things about, you know, areas of my life that I can talk about. my home life, what, you know, the things that I have been blessed with, and that I got a new home, and we were in that home for a year, and I was surrounded by different people, not different from me, but just different, all sorts of people, and built some really, really good friendships and relationships, and you know what, that is one thing that I value about meeting new people. It brings something new into your life, you know, that you didn't know that you needed till it happened. So when I welcome these lovely women into my life, they taught me things. One of these ladies, you know, bought my bed, and to me, it's a bed, but to her, she'd never owned something that was, her words was nice. And I at the time, I knew it was nice, but I didn't express it the way that this person expressed it. And now that I'm living with my daughter, I now know what nice is, you know, because that bed was nice, it was, but I didn't realise at the time when I had it. And that's usually how things work, you know, you didn't realise at the time that it was nice. Another person can see the value of what you have, but sometimes you miss the value of what you have. And now that it's gone, I messaged her. I says, "Oh, how did you sleep?" She says, "I had the most amazing sleep, and hubby doesn't want to go to work. That's how nice it is." And to hear that, now that I'm not, I'm sleeping at my daughter's, you know, staying at my daughter's, I now value what I had, you know, and to look forward and appreciate, you know, just be grateful for what we do have, you know. I was hopping into my car coming here, and it started, and then it got me all the way here. Like, yeah, it may seem something simple, but anything could have happened. I know I'm not in a bad way, but I could have lost my keys. I've only got 35 minutes on the parking meter, so if he's listening, just I hope he gives me grace and I'm out there before he gives me a ticket. But I'll be grateful for that, you know, not having a ticket, only having 35 minutes, and this show goes for an hour. So, yeah, let's hope he gives me some grace. But, yeah, just home. Hot water. Gosh, hot water. I've had a couple of cold showers because I didn't know how to work the shower. So that value of hot water coming out of your shower is important. Well, it's become important to me because, you know, I don't like having cold showers. You know, hot meals. I haven't been cooking a lot in my entire relationship with my husband. He does most of the cooking, and now that he's away, oh my gosh, do I value what he sows? You know, what he does for us. His family. Can you not hear me?
Sorry to interrupt. Tell us what your car looks like and I'll put some money in the meter.
It's the black Hilux across the street. Well, that was very nice, wasn't it? Okay, that threw me off. That was very, very nice. Yeah, so just, that's right, my husband. I had the the chance to be able to cook for my family. And that was really nice. Wow. I had the chance to cook for my family, and I made a mince stew, I think. And then my daughter made some fried bread. And then I made some chicken sachet pieces, and she made some mashed potatoes and stuff like that. But I definitely know how to cook, but just that experience has made me think more about how can I bless my family, how can I love on them, you know, because I do love them, and I want to share what I have with them. Okay, one more time. That was very nice. Okay, cool. So yeah, food, you know, how can I bless others, how can I show them my gratitude? And it's how I cook, how I bake, which is what I've done 3 days now. Another thing, job, work. I've worked for a year with a company, Communities Connections, and it was full on. It was full on. My days were busy, and now that they're not, I'm like, what do I do? What do I fill my day with? And it comes back to who's in front of me, like my daughter and my grandkids, and to fill my day with them, love, you know, and to encourage her where she's at, not to change her into the things that I like or the way that I do things, but to encourage her where she's at. You know, she's a very, very good mum, and to encourage that she's a good mum, to encourage that, they're just so lively, they're happy, you know, and just to watch them run around and just laugh and scream. The screaming gets to me, but the laughing and just happy. You know, we went for a walk, and they were riding their scooters, just being a part of that, watching them trying to navigate the, you know, the curbs, how it just goes up just a little bit, and when they hit it, they fall over, and then they get back up, and you're racing to try and pick them up, but they get up themselves, and away they go again. You know, I want that attitude in life to, you know, you may fall over, or you may scrape your knee, but get up. Mine might be a little slower when I do fall over, but I'm going to get back up, you know. Just have that attitude for life. For family, just to get back up. Another one is for my church. It's been a big part of my life. My church and my church family, and the body of Christ. I know people from other churches, and I'm great friends with people from other churches, and you know what, to walk this life with people from, you know, not just from my church family, but others, it's given me great insight and how God moves in their life. And it's not about who's going where and who knows who, but just to receive different, unique visions, outlooks, you know, it adds to you, and it doesn't limit you, it adds to you. So I really enjoy hanging out with my friends and going for coffees and just catching up and just sharing our stories. It's, you know, I value that, and to know that. Not that it's coming to an end. I don't feel like it's coming to an end, but I've grown from the friendships that I've built here in Masterton, and that brings me to friends. And to be a friend that's open, to be a friend that's caring and kind, kind enough to say, hey, that chatter might hurt you. I get when you need to share something, but if it's continuously harming you, then, you know, to be kind enough to say something. And I want to be that guy. I want to be that guy that brings you out of that consistent topic. That topic that comes up that just stirs you up. It's not helping. It's not helping you. It's not helping where you're at. And if it's not helping, just change the topic, you know. Change the way you see that person. Change the way you see that building or group or whatever you're looking at that's stirring you up. Just change your focus, you know. Focus on something that gives you life, that loves you back. Oh, I love that saying. When I first heard it, I just grabbed it, you know, and I use it often. And I love things that love me back. And you know what else I believe loves me back? I was actually walking this morning and they were playing running song. Oh my gosh, it picked up my steps, but if I'd have kept going, I would have put out a hip. So I had to tone it down a bit. And there's this other song that I've learnt. It was about trust, trusting in God. And it kind of, for me, it kind of puts perspective on where I want to be, you know, but that I can't find. Whoops. And I still can't find it. It's all right. If I had the words, I'd sing it, but I don't have the words. Let's see what words I do have. But, yeah. What else can I be grateful for? What else can I be grateful for? You know, I was told that I'm down to earth. When I leave my house, I don't purposely put something on. If I want to feel pretty, I'll put something on that I feel pretty. If I don't feel like, you know what, I'm gonna have a comfy day out, I'll go in a hoodie and a pair of shorts or track pants, depending on the warmth factor. But yeah, I don't dress to who's waiting outside. I dress to where I feel comfortable. Whether, you know, I'm not saying that most days I don't feel pretty, but if I want to feel pretty, I'm gonna dress to feel pretty, not to impress, but just to feel pretty. And that's a kindness that I mostly do. I do that, yeah, mostly. For myself, you know. I would like to sit with my friends, and I took a friend to get her nails done. And it was just, for me, just sitting there and talking and spending time, boom, the nails were just a bonus. You know, and I like to hang out with people that brings life. You know, want to share that with me, and I'm that guy. I want to share, you know, the goods and the bads. No matter what you're going through, I want to talk about that. I want to, you know, if you need healing just by talking, then I want to listen. I value those times, you know, that someone has someone to talk to. You know, not everyone has someone to talk to, but to be that someone. I just find a lot of value in that when you're authentic. When you want to see someone else succeed. I've watched people tear someone down because their gift or what they're doing is bigger than their own, and it saddens me, because why can't we be a people that want other people to win? What happened to that, where we can't celebrate someone else's victory while we're still walking in what we're walking in? It saddens me that it comes to a point where, you know, you just want to pick out what's wrong with where they're at, and instead of cheering them on, I believe because of where I've come from, I'm a cheerleader. I'm definite. I don't look like a cheerleader, but I'm a cheerleader. I cheer people on. You know, when I see a sparkle, I will keep cheering till there's like a thousand sparkles in the one person, and just to see them grow that way, it's exciting to be able to be a part of that process. And, you know, I've walked alongside many people, and just to see them sparkle, it just brings great joy for me. And I feel like there's a new season coming, and I'm going to be honest, I don't always see myself as a leader, so being told that this new season might throw me into some sort of leadership, it's quite scary, because of, not that I can be a leader, I just didn't want to put myself in a position of leadership. For me it makes sense, it might not make sense for you, but yeah, I've always been that one to encourage, so I thought that was, because it's my jam, let's just keep doing that. And doors are opening. This door opened for me that really encouraged me to be able to sing here on this platform, which I haven't always been very confident in that, just to be able to sing here. I suppose it's easier because it's just me. Well, I believe it's just me, but I'm talking to someone, I'm sure. So not that I'm going to sing, I still want to find the song that I was listening to that really moved me about, you know, just trusting God in everything that I've done. I'm actually thinking of giving my car away. And I know this person. I'm just waiting, I suppose. But yes, I'm thinking of giving my car away, and it's pretty exciting. And my husband's on board, which is always a good thing. But when I asked God to help us to find the right buyer, I felt like he said to give it away, and I've wrestled with it, because it's not, to me it's a nice car. I've owned it for 11 years, and you know, I've had some really good memories in this car. So to for him to say to give it away, I'm like, oh my goodness. But I want to, I need a car when I get to Australia. So I thought, you know what, I'm going to, so not because I want to get another car in return, but because he said to give it away. So I want to be obedient, and out of obedience comes blessing. Now, however that looks when I land in Australia, I want to do it here, not with the expectation to have something over there, but because he said. So it's going to be exciting. I have a fair idea when it's going to happen, if it's possible that someone can tape it. When it happens, I don't know. We'll see. I'm not really into that, but like videos and stuff like that, but you just never know. But yeah, that's what's happening, and I'm very grateful for what God's given me. He's definitely provided things that I never thought could or would happen to me and my family. So yeah, it's his anyway. Well, this is what I believe. And yeah, I'm just going to go with the flow and yeah, see what happens. But yeah, I'm actually leaving. I don't know if I've ever said it here, but I'm leaving to go to Australia. We decided to do this a few weeks ago now. I'm not quite sure when. My husband wanted to go first, and I was debating whether to go with him or not. But then I decided, yes, I would go with him. And then we made the preparations to leave. This is why she wasn't going to come on here and just, you know, shine a light and, you know, just light up the room. So it's in very good hands. And, yeah, we're going to prepare a way for his parents to, you know, if we can help out my husband's parents, if we can help them out in any way we can, then that's the avenue we're going to take. And, yeah, it's going to be exciting. I not only leave a daughter here with three grandkids, but I have a daughter over there. And, you know, looking forward to spending some time with her too. It's been, I went to visit for a week, but before that, I think five years. So it's a long time coming for my older girl to spend some time with her. So we're pretty excited to be able to get to spend Christmas together. And, you know, just like there's that period where they have school holidays, and it just gives us time to look for a school suitable for Hope and Jake, or for my younger kids, or I'm thinking of homeschooling. I don't know what that's like. I've heard some really good things, so hopefully I'm prepared for all of that stay-at-home stuff. Yeah, but I want to be able to teach my kids value, like my values, what I hold dear to me, and to get outside, to, you know, experience the world with your fingers, you know. And I know that education has a place. I'm not saying that it doesn't. I'm just, for me, if I look back at my education to now, to what I know now, most of what I've learnt how to do life is from experiences that I've had to walk through and under and over, and all those experiences is what built who I am today. My ADHD and dyslexia, just how I was so determined to read that no matter what was coming off the page, or how it moved around on the page, I was determined to read. You know, I was determined to succeed in something that I found quite difficult. And that was kind of the platform of how I see life now. Determination, perseverance. If I want something, I'm determined. You know, I'll do whatever it takes to succeed in an area where I struggle, and you know, to be able to walk in that struggle with people around you and still be nice. Whew, I've realised that over the past week or so, it's my last week of work, just so many things were running through my head that I had to take care of personally. You know, I could definitely, I would definitely be able to tear someone, you know, down with my words because of the pressure that I was under. You know, and because I noticed that, I was able to slow down in my thinking, slow down in my walking, slow down in my time to be able to manage what was happening here. And I know naps aren't a new thing, but woof, I love naps. I love getting away and, you know, just relaxing, and enough to just have a little power nap. I believe it's a kindness to myself, and I believe everyone should just look, if you're finding that the day is overwhelming or you know, just getting too much, have a nap. I'm a promoter of naps, and it just, you know, Michael was saying just before I came in that, you know, when you sleep, your brain does what it does and departmentalize it. You know, it just puts it into all its spaces, and you wake up and you're fresh. So I didn't know that. Now I do. I'm going to promote naps. So, look, this may not have gone, this program may not have headed in the direction that I saw it going, but it has given me insight to what to be grateful for, not always looking at a missed opportunity or someone not showing up or, you know, letting you down. I'm not saying that this person let me down, not at all. But, you know, in life, things happen. And, you know, I want to be grateful for the things that have happened today. I made a caramel slice. Hopefully I can save a little bit for my husband. And also take a couple of pieces to my friends. And, and share the love that, you know, was poured out into this, caramel slice. So, look, think before you speak. Think before you move. Think before you act. And does that same kindness that you're taking time out for yourself, is this going to bless the person around you? And if it is, then go full snot just to, you know, to bless someone, whether it's just being. I watched a movie with my grandchildren, and she looked up at me because we're watching Croods. I don't know if you've seen the Croods, but the part where the father throws the family, and she's like, "Nanny, nanny, 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 look. And I said, "Oh, he gone." And then she's moved my face to look at the TV, and she said, "No." And then I looked, and then he was flying in with the tiger or something, with the birds. And she goes, "See, he back." But the joy on her face, I'm glad I was in that moment. I'm glad I could see her smile and the joy, you know, where she could walk me through this moment. I've seen the movie before, but to walk with us, to watch this movie through a three-year-old's eyes, and, well, there's two of them, just added to, you know, why I liked the movie in the first place. Take that time out. Don't take those ones around you for granted. You know, I may be leaving in a couple of weeks, but I'm not going to take for granted those who are here. You know, my daughter, my friends, my family. And I want to tell them if they're listening, because they know I'm on every Tuesday. I love you. I appreciate you. And if I don't tell you enough, you mean the world to me. And you are very important, and you make my life so much more enjoyable by having you in it. So that is me for now. Thank you for joining me in When the Room Goes Quiet. My name is Tan. Hopefully... Sorry. Hopefully, I may see you next week. I'm not sure. But Cheryl, if you're listening, you're on next week with me. And I think that would be my last time here. So, yep. Thank you. I love you guys. And I will see you next week. Bye for now.